This is Leadership, the essential guide on how to be a leader, to coach champions, inspire excellence, and exceed your business goals. Written by George B. Swartz. Read by Nick Dolay. Introduction to Leadership. Napoleon once said, "One bad general does better than two good ones." It takes a moment for the sense of this to register, but it is the same as our modern saying, "Too many cooks spoil the broth." Having one set of instructions, even if they are flawed, is preferred to having two sets of perfect directions. When enacted together without reference to each other, cause havoc. This is the principle of leadership in a nutshell. It is all about maintaining focus and creating positive outcomes. The same can be applied to individuals who strive to become leaders. There needs to be focus and determination. Advice can be given, but does not have to be heeded. History is full of leaders whose beginnings were disastrous, and had they listened to the naysayers of this world, the world would be a poorer place today. Leadership can be learned. Some people are certainly born with leadership skills, but this is not a prerequisite for becoming a leader. More important is dedication to the art of leadership. Leadership involves understanding how to inspire, influence, and control how people behave. It is not a simple matter of shouting, or having a deep and booming voice, or being great in physical stature. Gandhi possessed none of these attributes, but managed to lead a nation and inspire millions around the world. Sometimes, leadership may be no more than having a poignant message for a receptive audience at an opportune moment. Of itself, leadership is neither good nor bad. The world has known more than its fair share of evil and charismatic dictators. In the world of business, the perception of leadership has changed from its early days, when it largely mirrored the military model of leadership from the top down, with powerful individuals dominating a large group of less powerful people. Nowadays, leadership in business is far more knowledge-driven. The lowliest employee may end up effectively leading the direction of a vast corporation through his or her innovative ideas. Anyone with critical knowledge can show leadership. This is known as thought leadership. In other situations, leadership can be taking a stand for what you believe in and trying to convince people to think and act differently. Leadership has been variously described as the process of social influence in which one person can enlist the aid and support of others in the accomplishment of a common task, creating a way for people to contribute to making something extraordinary happen. The ability to successfully integrate and maximize available resources within the internal and external environment for the attainment of an organizational or societal goals. And the capacity of leaders to listen and observe, to use their expertise as starting to point to encourage dialogue between all levels of decision-making, to establish process and transparency in decision-making, to articulate their own values and vision clearly, but not impose them. Leadership is about setting and not just reacting to agendas, identifying problems, and initiating change that makes for substantive improvement rather than managing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?